اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Let's inshallah continue our review session. So brother Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider and Hussein Rohullah, welcome back again.
Thank you.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن. Now 13 letters are done. How many letters are done? 13 letters. Six letters for? Through letters. Through and letters. The rule idhar was applied.
Yes.
Six letters and idgham.
Idgham.
Yarmalun. The rule idgham was applied. With ghunna and without ghunna. One letter. Iqlab. Okay, the rule iqlab was applied. And the rest of the letters, whatever you have. Not English letters, okay? Arabic letters. Whatever letter you have. What rule will you apply for?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa.
The rule ikhfa. What does ikhfa mean?
Hiding.
Hiding, yes. Something. Okay? Hiding. Actually, the meaning of ikhfa means to hide something.
Yes.
But here it means to hide the...
Sound.
The sound. The sound of what?
The letter.
Letters.
What letters?
The 15, 14.
15. No way. That's wrong.
That's
to hide the sound of tanween or nun sakin. We're talking about this.
Yes, yes.
But when... When you have one of the rest of the letters after this tanwin or nun.
That's what I said.
Yes, you're right. Okay, good. So these, how many letters are left?
15.
15 letters. If you count alif.
Or 14.
Yeah, 15. 15 letters are left. So whenever you have them, you apply the rule.
Ikhfa.
All right? I think if we go through... inshallah, let's continue reviewing the rest of the lessons. Then inshallah we'll go and recite some verses of the Quran Kareem and apply the rules, okay? After finishing this long journey, after doing the idgham, idhar, ikhfa and iqlab rules, we came to understand the rules of mim sakina, right?
Yes.
Mim sakina. There were three rules. One was ikhfa of mim and idgham. Idgham mutamathilain or mithilain that I told you, and then idhar, then we had, okay?
Idhar.
So all of them we practiced, especially there is the letter mim, it is sakin, and the next word starts with the letter ba, the same as noon, okay? Here we apply the rule.
Ikhfa.
Iqlab.
Iqlab?
Iqlab? Ikhfa or iqlab?
Iqlab.
Ikhfa. Ikhfa, yes?
Ikhfa.
For example, yeah. For example, we say... Minkum ba, like this. Yeah? We have a ba after this. Or for example, Ya'lam bi'an, alam ya'lam bi'an Allah yara. This way, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That was it. And then we actually finished the Mim Sakina rules. Then we went to the how to stop. How to make a pause. There were many rules, okay, that you apply whenever you stop, okay? For example, I recite the ayah, I come to end the ayah here. But what should I do? Should I change anything or no? For example, if the letter has had a harakat like fatha, kasra, or dhamma, should I pronounce it? Yeah? For example, I have قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. It has tanwin dhamma. So should I pronounce the tanwin dhamma? Reciting this way. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. This has sukun, okay? Should I pronounce the harakat or no? We came to say no. You don't have to pronounce the harakat, all right?
Yes.
You have to change. So there were many rules that we talked about then. Then the final discussion was on
Mad.
Which was again a long journey.
Yes.
That alhamdulillah we finished and covered all of that. So brothers and sisters, this was a quick review of what we learned, okay? Actually, I just named the topics. Some of them we discussed them, but so if you want inshallah to learn them better and review them in details, so you can listen to our previous sessions one by one inshallah and learn them well. So let's go inshallah. Once we have like some minutes inshallah reciting some of the verses of the Quran and Kareem and trying to practice and apply the rules, okay? Then inshallah in the next session we'll completely practice and apply all the rules that we have so far learned, okay, in the verses of the Holy Quran. Then inshallah that's going to be the last session of our Quranic sessions in level 3. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, if you have the Quran, respected brothers and sisters, please go to the page 2nd, okay, after Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we'll go on and recite some verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. Starts with Alif Lam Mim, right?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
One question: how many counts should we prolong the mad of lam and mim for?
Four counts.
Or four counts. Okay.
Yes.
Up to six counts.
Six counts.
Okay. Alif lam mim.
Alif lam mim.
Ahsan. Thalika. There is an alif mad. How many counts?
Two counts.
What type of mad is it?
Lean mad.
Lean.
Or mad tabi.
Mad tabi'i or yes. Natural.
Natural.
Yes. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
Okay. In level 2, we learned this, that these three dots, six dots actually we have, yes?
Yes.
Three dots before fi on the type of, on the top of ba, la rayba. And three dots after fihi, right? They are on the top of how we have. So what do these six letters, six dots mean?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
This is type of
we should waqf, stop,
a sign of waqf, a sign of stopping. So what type of stopping is it?
Complete
what does it
stopping.
Say? Huh?
Complete stopping.
Do we have incomplete stopping?
Yes.
What is incomplete stopping?
We don't complete the word.
No.
We don't pronounce the fatha after a word or the vowels.
No, actually, in any...
Like fitra, we say fitr.
No.
No. Here, yes. We can stop on la raib or on fi.
Okay, look.
We can do like this. La raib.
Say rohla is to some extent right.
Fi.
Look,
we
this...
Stop two times.
Two times? That is what is forbidden. You don't have to stop two times.
Yeah.
Like you say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ فِيهِ two times, yeah? You mean this way? That's wrong. This, I think we have two examples like this, okay? In the Quran, we have two examples, or in two places we have this, okay? So remember that whenever you see this, like six dots, okay? So you have like these options. Number one, either you recite from ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ, stop at the first one, and then do not stop at the second one. Stop at the first one. فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, recite this way.
Mm-hmm.
So these three dots at the first and three dots second. So you have to stop at one of them. If you stop at the first one, don't stop at the second one. If you did not stop at the first one, you have to stop at the second one. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you cannot stop at both of them, and also you cannot skip both of them. You got it?
Simple.
Yes.
Rules.
Yes.
You don't have to say this way, pronounce this way, or recite this way. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. You just skip both of them, no? Based on tajweed rules, don't do this. Or you can recite this way as well. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Okay? Not this way. So what should you do? You should recite this way. Recite Adi Nasir and stop at the first one.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ.
Ahsan. And
فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That's correct. Hussein Ruhullah, now you recite it and stop at the second one, not at the first one.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ.
Ahsan.
هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Great, okay. This was one example or just a point, okay, about how to stop. Now let's continue.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ.
أحسن فيه. So it is natural mad, but when you stop at natural mad, okay, you can prolong it for four counts. Yes? For more than two counts.
هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
Inshallah, we'll continue reciting this surah, okay? Some of the verses of this surah after taking a short break. Then inshallah, we'll come back. Stay with us. See you inshallah in the next session. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa atil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه